Blog Talk Radio.
Lisa, hey, how are you? You and I are live now. So how's it going? And a happy day after Valentine's.
You know? Yes, I'm good, Tari. How are you doing?
Great. I've had a good day today, and talking to my dad, talking to other people. And I love Valentine. We actually did a show on it yesterday. So you have to, any of those who are listening now or listening later, to Lisa and I show, there we did the Who Discovered Valentine, and how there was actually a minister of sorts who put that day together because he wanted to bring couples together. Isn't that cool? Right? So I was like,
Aww, that's sweet.
I know, I love that. And anyway, so today we're going to talk about the meaning of dreams. So do you ever remember your dreams?
You know, there's a couple of dreams that I vividly remember. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple of them that you remember. Have you ever had a dream where you, like, scratching your head, what does that really mean? People go, I don't know if I got that from an angel. I go, if it's up to us, we're going to be dreaming about mundane things, you know, that if it's like a vision dream, because you get dreams, you get visions of things in your dreams. Because a lot of times, because we're sleeping, it's a lot easier to connect with heaven or heavenly and angels, God, Yeshua. You know, I call him Holy. A friend of mine calls him Mr. Holy, Holy Spirit. So it's funny. So I've had dreams like that. And how about you? Before you met Jim, did you have a sense of that, or any kind of dream, or with your children, or anything like that? Because I've had dreams with my children, my daughter too, as well.
Yes, actually, my vivid dreams started after my family members passed. So, like my mom, my grandparents, who I was very, very close to, and my aunt, and it wasn't right after their passing, but sure. I mean, it wasn't like a long time, but I remember in all of their cases that in my dreams, they were telling me they were great. Like life is good. They were happy. I vividly remember my grandfather dancing. And I just remember them all saying to me, don't worry, I'm okay. And
I love
that. Such a comfort for me.
Yeah. Right. I love that. Yeah, I've had dreams like that myself because, you know, sometimes we go, well, I want to know if my mother, my grandmother, my whoever, my sister is okay. And I go, ask for them to come to you in a dream. And some people are, I'm so sorry. Allergies are kicking up now. I usually get them in March a little early. Yeah, thank you. I need all the blessings I can get. But thank you. So one of the things that I love about dreams is they're, you can meet your loved ones that have transferred over because life is eternal. We never die. We just go to a better place, hopefully, right? And most of the time we do. But one of the things that I do know is if you want to see somebody on the other side and you want to have a dream about them, all you have to do is ask an angel. Hey, angel, can you bring them to me? Jesus, can you bring them to me? And, or like some of us are not, you know, we're not afraid because we know they're in heaven land. But, you know, most people wonder because they're not sure of the, after we die. And I don't think people fear death. They fear dying more than they do where did they spend eternity. But it's been my experience. Like I just did a session with somebody and she has been dreaming about her mother and her mother just, left the planet, back in January. And she goes, and I said, well, your mom's here, you know, and she wants to let you know she's okay. So, you know, she's been dreaming about her. She came to me and we figured it out. And so like you, she had, you know, her relatives came to visit her and your grandfather was dancing and that kind of thing. So anyway, I love that. So your kids, have you ever had a dream about them? Cause I have my daughter. So, how about you?
I have, and specifically my youngest son, who's an adult, you know, an adult at this point in time. But, yes, I had a dream about him that he was, like, in this, I want to say he was in a hole, like, for lack of better words, like almost like a well. And I remember him looking up at me saying, Mom, help me, help me, help me. And I don't know what that really signified. I mean, I know that he, at one point in time, was going through a really hard time, and that, you know, he and I have had some challenges, you know, in our relationship, unfortunately. And so I don't know if that was just my subconscious, you know, maybe trying to tell me that he still wants me in his life, or I'm still a part of his life. I don't really know what it meant, but it was a little frightening for me when I woke up, you know, that morning, to think that I had this dream of him begging for my help, like he was drowning or something, or couldn't get out of wherever he was. So that was a tough one.
That was a tough one. Yeah, I'm sure. I'll share one with my daughter. What I feel with your son is that this is what I get. Your son is, sometimes we see the ego easing God out, right, or the personality. And I think that part of him was scared. And I think you're there with him. And I know that things are changing for you too, where you can come back together and strong, and you've learned a lot. So is he learning a lot. And I know sometimes he drives you crazy, right? My daughter does too as well. So, but I think we get this dream because we're open and we're ready for them. You know what I mean? Because I always say, okay, take care of my family. If they need something, let me see it in a dream. And this has been some time ago, but my daughter, I had a dream that I was going to get called to the principal's office about my kids. Like, <"That's> right. 2 days later, I got called to the principal's office, and it wasn't as bad. But my daughter, she's a handful sometimes. The principal had brought her in there with her teacher, and her teacher said, "I ask the kids, why do they do? I think that I do this job," and my daughter raised her hand and said, "For a paycheck." I was like, "Really?" And
that's cute.
Yeah. And she got in trouble. And I said, "I'm not doing anything to her. And if you guys do something, you ask a question." And she told you the truth. And, you know, there are times my daughter will just, you know, she's like all other kids. And now she's in, you know, she's grown and she's in school. So that was a little odd. And I was like, "Thank you for giving me those dreams." But when you say thank you for giving the dreams, no matter if they're not so good or good, you know, you can just say, "Thank you for giving me those dreams and protect me so I can observe it rather than feel it." That's hard. I mean, when I saw my daughter getting in trouble by the principal, I was like, "Oh my gosh, what has she done now?" Right? I mean, we've all asked that about our kids. But I learned that to ask for protection is good. So every time I go to bed, I let me observe things rather than feel them. What do you think about that? That's a great way to do it, don't you think?
And I love that. Yes. I think I need to start saying that to myself when I do go to bed at night, you know, in addition to my prayers and, you know, just my standard, you know, thank you for the life and thank you for the blessings and so on and so forth. I like that that message too. I think that says something, and it really does help comfort us as we, you know, transition into sleep.
It does. And one of the things that I do, another one of the things, I said that so many times, sorry about that. There is an angel that helps you with your dreams of prophecy, because people want to dream about the future. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Dream about the future, and they want to know what's going to happen. And key thing there, when you're asking for prophecy, and because I've had dreams like that, is that you not just to know for you what's going on, but to be able to share it. Right? It's great when you get all the information, but wouldn't it be great to share it too? And so, you know, you always think, I always pray to God, Yeshua, and Holy, you know, Holy Spirit, and all of God's angels. I say, okay, show me what I can do in this situation. And I had a dream, not a dream, actually. Yeah, a dream. I'll go with the dream because I was almost asleep. But I had a vision about something, and nobody thought it would happen, and it's in the process of revealing itself. I was like, okay, cool. You know, and there's people that have had dreams about the tsunamis and about the earthquakes and all those things. So, you know, we just got to be careful. And when we open the door to learn things about what's going to happen, the future, prophecy, then be willing enough to be able to share it, you know what I mean, and don't hold on to it. That's a key. And then surround yourself with God and ask them to protect you and learn to observe. But as I said, Jeremiah's there too. He is, some people call him Jeremiah. But he's there to help you with your dream state, you know, too, as well. So, you know, I have a friend of mine that dreams about her baby. She's going to have a baby and she dreamed of what it was. Isn't that cute? And And I know did you have any dreams about your grandson? He's close to a year old now. I didn't realize that, but wow, time flies by.
I know.
We're not getting any younger. I mean, we're getting younger. They're just getting older. Right? There you go.
You know, I don't remember dreaming about my grandson. I even before he was born, or I even knew he was going to be born, I don't remember dreaming about him. I do, though, vividly remember after my dog passed away, and that was, oh my gosh, almost 7 years now. I mean, it's like the day after she passed, my husband and I both had a dream about her that night, and that she was this little white and light brown Shih Tzu, and she was just running through these fields, and Rick and I had the exact same dream. It was so bizarre to share that with each other the next morning. But we woke up crying and we're like, what's wrong? And I said, I had this dream about Penny. And he said, so did I. And we described the dream and it was the exact same dream.
So that's great. I love that. So all dogs go to heaven, right? That's what you dream? Kind of,
yes.
Like she's in heaven. Mm-hmm. In heaven. Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. So you guys had the same dream and she was running. Where was she running at again? Do you mind me asking?
Just in a field, like a flowers, you know, just having a good old time. It was just amazing to read that we both had the same dream or similar. You know, the fact that she was running through a field and she was happy and she was healthy and, you know, she wasn't in pain anymore. And, you know, how much we miss her. We still talk about her to this day. You know, anybody that's listening who is a parent of a furry family member, you know, it's just the attachment and the unconditional love you get from these animals is just unbelievable. But that was a pretty cool, comforting dream.
I love that. Yeah. So I always, there's been times I've seen my dog and my dog in heaven, and I never forget one of them I had a dream about, and she died. She got hit by a car and we had to put her down. But anyway, I had asked my, this is such a cool dream. I'd ask a friend of mine, I'd ask my God and you know, and all of Heavenland, I said, would you please let me see her again? And then I said, would you let Chelsea, my lab who'd been gone for a few years, bring her to me? So one night I'm sleeping, I wake up from a dream state, and I'm still sleeping, but I'm not sleeping like I'm in the dream. And I'm sitting in a place that it was very familiar to me. And here comes Chelsea bringing Ella to me. And Ella jumps in my lap. Chelsea jumps in my lap. And I remember touching her. I was like, oh, they must wash them when they get over there. Right, she needed a bath anyway.
mm-hmm.
So it was so neat to see her and see my lab too as well. But I've had dreams like that. And you know what I got comfort about is that, you know, animals go to heaven. We all, if we have a living force inside of us, we go to heaven and spend time with God and the angels and Joshua and holy. And I, you know, I've heard this and I've had a glimpse of it a few times. You know, God has animals around his, around God, the energy of God's throne. You know, God's very, very, very cool. You know, and they don't bite over there, so you can pet the lions, tigers, and bears. So that's kind of cool.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, and your dogs and everything. But, yeah, I've seen my dogs a couple of times, and they're just so happy, like you said. And running through a field, that's probably your little one's vision of heaven, right? Heaven, that's
yeah.
What they think it is, you know. So I have a friend of mine. He's so funny. He said, yeah, he goes, I want to have a dream. He goes, I'm a dream about the Playboy penthouse, but I'll probably be only able to see in the window. I thought that's good. It's funny.
Oh, goodness. That's funny.
Yeah, I know. I've met some characters in there, too, as well. But, yeah, so, and, you know, God will talk to you. The angels will talk to you in your dream. All you have to do is ask and really believe. And not ask, I think. It's more about, thank you for bringing me this vision to me. And, you know, and they, I read a story the other day. There was a lady that kept asking to dream for the lotto number. She goes, I know I'm going to win. And she goes, you need to get busy and bring the lotto to me. I don't know if you believe this, but she certainly won a few million. Okay. So, isn't that cool? Right. She needed the money.
That
and
is cool.
After 4 years, she got it. And because I love watching stories like that. And then she donated it, some of it, to help people. And so when you're asking for something in a dream state, when you want to dream about it, like the lotto numbers or, you know, or an investment that you've got, make sure you say, okay, this is what I want to do with the money once I win it. And she did. She had already made that plan, you know, to support and help some charities. And I think that's important to do. What do you think? When you ask for something,
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, did you, I think I asked you this, but did you dream about Jim or did you have a sense? Did you get any messages in your dreams or anything like that? I've seen people do that. I've done that, but what's your thoughts on that?
Oh, you mean about Rick, my husband?
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. You know, I never had a dream about him. I really didn't, but I will say that, oh my gosh, this is going on maybe 25, almost 30 years ago. I had my first experience with a reading, and the gentleman that did my reading told me I was going to meet him and described him to me to a T. I mean, literally. And when I met my husband all those years ago, and I literally had to go to a flashback of my session with this reading because he literally was the man that was described to me about 5 or 6 years before I met him. So it was a really, really cool experience.
I love that.
To go that route.
Wow, that's cool. So, yeah, so you get led to the right people and you have the right dreams. You know, and I tell you, some people, I'll give you my own dream. I had a dream that about my we just broke up about a year ago, but he was very significant when he came into my life and stayed at the time that we were together. And I learned a lot. And I know that's one of the reasons, if not the reason, he came in there. And I know he learned a lot. But one of the things that I did is I dreamed about him 3 months. For 3 months, I'd have a dream once a month. And then when I met him, I knew it was him. Isn't that wild? Because his hair was actually lighter in the dream. But when I saw him, I go, that's the guy I dreamed about. And I actually saw him. I'm a big fan of dating websites because I think, especially now with COVID. But I met him on a dating website. And I was like, and he reached out to me. And I reached out to him. And it was we had a great deal of love and bliss, you know, for the time we were together. But I'll never forget that, being able to see him. And my friends thought I was crazy, you know, so that's okay. You know, but yeah, that was kind of cool. And, you know, and I learned a lot.
That's a neat story, though.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. So I wonder, you know, I've heard people tell me that they've met their guy, Cammy. You know her. She's a friend of mine. But yes. One of the things that I love her about her is that she really prayed and she had all the qualities written out about the guy she wanted to meet. So she prayed about it, meditated about it, and then went to sleep. And that night she saw him. She didn't see his face all the way, but she saw him. And she goes, T, like my friends and family call me T. She goes, he came in, and she said, I saw him. And then when I met him, it's that same guy. I was like, wow, cool. Anyway, I love
that.
Yeah,
I do too. That's wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, so she's really happy now and enjoying herself, and they just spent their first Valentine's together. And by the way, anybody's listening now, she found him on a dating website, and to get her on that dating website, because we've been in COVID, you can't go out like we did before, not right now. I'm sure that will happen again. But she went out and met him. You know, the COVID thing? I know there were people that have had dreams about that, prophecy dreams, prophetic dreams about we were going to have something with COVID. And that was, going to happen. A couple of friends of mine dreamed about that. I remember dreaming about 9/11, and I gosh, that's heartbreaking because I was much younger then, as we all were. But, you know, I saw the plane crashing into the Statue of Liberty. I didn't see it. You know, I was like, what is that, right? And then about it's like, oh my, yeah. And just heart-wrenching. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what to do. Because I wasn't sure what it was about, right? And because it seemed surreal. And then when that happened on 9/11, I made a promise to myself that I would always, if I had something like that, I would get it out. Because I was, 9/11 was years ago. Not that it downplayed anything, but that was heart-wrenching to see. And, and I know that I learned a lot about that. You know, and I know there's been prophetic people or ministers or chaplains or priests that have seen things, you know, too, as well. And that's hard for them, I'm sure. And they record it, you know. I always, wanted to make sure that I could, you know, remember things, because a few months ago I had a dream about an accident. I had it about 3-4 times. And then all of a sudden I got in an accident. My car, I got it fixed and all that kind of stuff. But I remember sitting there going, in the dream there was a lady, a mother and her daughter, and I remember the mother getting out in the dream screaming at me. And I'll be darned if the daughter didn't get out, screamed at me. So, but yeah, you know, like accidents cause people to do crazy things. I was like, okay, note to self, make sure you say keep your car safe. So whenever I get in the car, I would say, thank you for keeping me and my car safe. And people around us too, of course.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So
It's kind of odd that you even mentioned that, Cherie, because I, prior to this podcast, I was out and about with another friend, and we live here in Ohio. So we've got this, you know, massive snowstorm coming through, and I literally got in my car and I said, Lord, just please let me get home safely. Please let me get home in time so I can talk to Cherie, you know, just keep everybody safe on the road. And I made it home safely, thank goodness. But I hear what you're saying. Every time you get in the car, it's almost just like, please keep us safe as we travel.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that a friend of mine, this was years ago, she's in a car, and but she had a dream the night before. And in the dream, she saw her car like in a pink crystal. And she said, my mother was there. And she said, her grandmother was there. And she said, my grandmother said, you're in this, your car, and you're in this pink crystal. You will be safe and you'll make it home. And so it's kind of like what you're doing. She had a real terrible storm and she wasn't sure how she was going to make it home and if she could make it home. And then she remembered that the dream from that the previous night, and she made it home, obviously. I was so grateful for that. But she goes, I felt my car in a pink crystal. And I remembered the dream.
Wow.
And she goes, yeah. See, amazing stuff like that. And, you know, and you'll have dreams about angels coming to you, right, and talking to you. And my friend of mine, he says, do you really think that was an angel? I go, if it were you, what would you be dreaming about, an angel? He goes, no, I'd probably be dreaming about a football game. Exactly. One's from God and the other
from response.
Yeah. So God can talk to you in dreams. Angels can talk to you in dreams too as well. All you have to do, and Jeremiah will bring them to you, and Jesus and God and Holy, of course. And all you have to do is say, thank you for bringing me messages in my dreams, because we are so open to hearing things. I want to make sure I say this to you, because you and I have talked about this a little bit, Lisa, but when you do stuff like that, when you start working with wanting to know, like, what's your soul's purpose? What's your life purpose? I'd like to dream about it. I'd like to talk to somebody who's transferred over. I think it's really important to, before I go to bed at night, I always say, dear God, dear angels of God, dear soul family, dear Jeshua, and Holy Spirit, thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you for keeping my daughter and my family safe, and my dad and my dogs, right? Because we love our dogs. Remember, according to both of us, all dogs go to heaven. What they feel is heaven.
Yes.
And yeah. And I always say, thank you for keeping us safe. And thank you for keeping anything negative away from me. Because sometimes people dream about things that are negative. I don't really want to go into that because there's no reason to. But all you have to do is ask for those prayers, and then you'll be safe while you sleep. Because we're at our most vulnerable when we sleep, and we want to dream about some really cool things that will help you. Certainly not scare you, anything like that, right? And stay away from scary movies. My goodness, right? like I sleep with the covers over my head. I never watch them anymore. But remember when we were kids, we used to watch them. It scared the bejesus out of me, you know. So you want to, that's something you
right.
want to do. You know,
I do agree with you when we go to sleep at night, you know, to, you know, ask for protection. I know that when I was going through a really hard time with somebody very, very, very close to me, still am to a degree, but either way, you know, I lay in bed at night and during my prayers, I just, you know, ask Archangel Michael, you know, to protect me and to shield me. And I find when I do that and I do it consistently, I sleep better and I wake up in a much more comfortable way of thinking for the day.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. Yeah, that's what you got to do. And I think that's really, really important. I know that, you know, when you sleep, you want to be able to, you know, go, by the way, when you sleep, you can have a dream about going to view like a classroom setting. A lot of times we go to school over in, I call it Heavenland in the seventh dimension to learn how to be a better us here or wherever we're at. So sometimes you think, I had a dream I was in school. Maybe you were, you know what I mean? And it was fleeting, but I promise you this, your soul always remembers all the dreams and all the messages that you get. And if you want clarity on them, all you have to do is ask for them. And people forget that. I know that I've forgotten that too as well sometimes, but if you say, I want to remember my dreams, make sure you write that down. I would like to remember my dreams, you know, so that's key right there. And thank you for letting me remember my dreams. Another thing, and a lot of people don't know this, is about 90 seconds before you open your eyes, you're in between states, right? You can be in the dream state, and you can be halfway waking up. You know what that's like, right? You've ever had that happen, Lisa? You know, you're in your sweetheart, he's waking you up, or you guys are waking up, and you're not quite awake, you know, kind of, sort of, like that?
Yes.
I know.
Oh, no. I get it.
Yeah, so 90 seconds before you wake up, totally wake up, you may be in a dream state. You can ask a question and get an answer, and you can hear it very clearly. All right, so you're not quite awake, you're not quite asleep, but you're still in that in between state, and so that's a good time to ask a question. You're like, darn it, I forget that, right? That's got such a humor thing, you know. But that takes practice, but you can do that. And then another site that you can go to, I don't know if you've heard of this site, Lisa, but it's called dreammoods.com. And if you have a dream, you can, they've got all the meanings of dreams there. So dreammoods.com, it's free. I love that. Free is always better. I like free, don't
yes.
you? Yeah, you know.
Oh, I do. I love it. Yes.
You know, so anyway, so, and if you have when you wake up, first open your eyes, you can have a notebook by your bed or your phone, and you can start hit voice record or start writing. And because you'll forget the dreams if you don't write them down right away. I know I do. A lot of people do. So that's something
and
there.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because I had always, you know, said to myself, I need to start journaling my dreams, because some of them have been so powerful and impactful in my life. And I've always been curious as to what the message was. Well, then I didn't write it down and then I forgot. So I need to remind myself and encourage everybody to do that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and just do that. And I like meditating before I go to bed a lot of times and when I wake up. Be very careful when you meditate, though. Please make sure you pray to have God and the angels and however you see that, Joshua, holy, your soul family around you, because when you meditate, your heart and your mind are so open, and you want to make sure that you're pulling in good energy and good thoughts. So, and you got Jeremiah, you got some good stuff. And you also, as I said, there's some stories out there on YouTube that are amazing and wonderful, people getting information and talking to people on the other side, and angels and heavenland beings. So we're almost out of time. So Lisa, you want to close the show? And I'm glad I've been here with you today. It was fun.
So. Oh, me too. Thank you again for the opportunity. And I, you know, I do encourage everybody to start jotting down their dreams and like looking back on it. And then maybe you can go to the website and find out the answers. So this has been an amazing session today again, Tree. Thank you again.
I appreciate it. And if you haven't liked our show or like our Like Angel Coaches, go and like us. And if you have any ideas you want to share with us, please send us a, you can write them down there with comments, and we would like to hear what you think of her show and like her show. And take care, everybody, and have a great night. Oh, you close the call. I'm sorry. Bye, everybody.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Goodbye.
Bye.